Good morning. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC Radio for Tuesday morning on this second day of November. Well, next Monday night, the Legacy Learning Boone River Valley program will offer a very special evening for everyone. It's the annual soup dinner and meeting, and we're talking to Jennifer Birdie, who represents the organization. And Jennifer, very good day to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along with us this morning. So I know we didn't have this last year because of the COVID situation, but it's back again this year.
Yes, we're excited. Last year was slow for everyone, so we're really looking forward to getting people out and getting together and talking about art.
All right, so what's going on next Monday evening at the Briggswoods Conference Center?
So next Monday evening, we will have our annual, this will be our second one, but we'd like to make this an annual thing, celebration and fundraiser dinner. So starting at 5:30, we will have cocktails and a cash bar. And during that time, we will also be doing a guided art activity. So each table will be creating these beautiful panels. Christina LeClaire is going to lead that for us. And then we're going to put these panels together into a quilt that will just be displayed publicly. So we would love for people to be part of that. And then at 6:30, we're going to have artisan soups and breads. And if you attended our last event in 2019, you know that that was just die for food. It was fantastic. And then at 7, we have a keynote speaker. Her name is Kelly Boone. She's an artist from the Des Moines area who also does motivational speaking, and she's going to talk about how to keep creativity and humor in our lives to make us happier each and every day. She's fantastic.
And let's talk more about Legacy Learning Boone River Valley. This has been an organization that's been around for some time, offering different courses. I know with Deb Brown, as well as Mo Siemens, some of the main people who's behind this organization there.
Yes. This organization came together. I actually wasn't on the board at that time, but with a collaboration with the County Conservation Board. And so a majority of our workshops have been taught at the cabins at Legacy or at Briggswoods, excuse me. And so, you know, we try to get people out in nature. What we really are trying to do is get together artisans and makers who can offer their skills, bring people into the area, learn how to how to create, but also how to grow our economy through that experience, so that this will become a destination area for people, you know, to come and relax and enjoy the river and the woods and paint and make clay, and we just do all sorts of things.
And so much creativity goes into that each year there, Jennifer.
Yes, it does. And it takes a lot of planning. It is, you know, it's a big coordination effort to make it happen, and it also does take money. So we really very much appreciate everyone's support, and this dinner is a great way to do it and get out and, you know, kind of find out what's happening with us.
All right, Jennifer, how do people make reservations for this?
Okay, you can do it online. That's the easiest, at www.llbrv.org, or you can call 515-835-0497, or you can stop in at my MedMart and talk to Mo Siemens. And the tickets are very reasonable, $25 for one person or $40 for two, which, as fundraisers go, is, you know, pretty decent and for a great night out.
And again, that helps out the wonderful work of Legacy Learning Boone River Valley here in Webster City. And again, as I said, Brown, Mo Siemens been actively involved in this. And, of course, you played a role somewhat there, Jennifer, with the Legacy program.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So again, that's next Monday night, November 8th, beginning at 5:30. That'll be held at the Briggswoods Conference Center, located south of Webster City. So it should be a fun evening of food and a wonderful speaker lined up.
Exactly. Yeah, we look forward to seeing everyone there.